Previously on Left Behind.
You think he survived, don't you, Buck?
Who?
Sion?
You used a squad to shoot a teenage girl?
Yes, sir, I did.
Something is not right with this Commander Johnson, and I intend to find out what it is.
You're asking that we execute two people by cremation?
Doctor, this request is coming from the top.
I understand, sir.
Ming left a note saying she was going to try and get to my parents in China.
Do you even know where your parents are or if they're okay?
No idea.
So how's Ming going to find them if you can't?
That's a good question.
Based on The Remnant, the 10th book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 112 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Safe, use us for your glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. From this point forward, cell phones are off and radios are on low. We're about a half mile away. Ground here looks uneven, so watch your step, especially considering the weapons. Chloe, I'd keep the safety on that Luger, but know where it is if you need to get to it in a hurry.
Right.
Right here. Strap these Uzis on the right shoulders. Chloe, you take the dew. Anna. Carry the bag with the extra clips, and I'll get our friend the 50.
You think we're gonna need all this firepower?
Well, I sure hope not, but if we do, we'll kick ourselves for not hauling it.
All right. Let the fun begin.
We all set?
Ready as we'll ever be.
All right, ladies. Follow me.
I've been trying to reach you. Where are you?
Is this a test? Do you think I'm going to try to convince you I'm at the safe house in Chicago?
You know I've talked to them.
And I know you've accessed data about my pilots.
All right, so tell me, where are you?
I'm in a tiny charter terminal south of San Diego. My new papers and look are working perfectly. No one asks to see my mark because I'm in uniform. And when the pilots see my believer's mark, they get protective.
You don't tell them who you are, do you?
Yes, Chang, I'm a fool. Of course not. They can't be held responsible for what they don't know. This is the perfect cover. They're helping the GC by transporting an employee.
Ming, you know mother and father are not home.
I assume that.
Then how will you find them?
I'll ask around. Given the uniform, people should cooperate. Maybe I'll arrest them.
You haven't really thought this through, have you?
More than you know. I expect father and mother to make contact with you before I get there. You can tell them I'm coming, and we can set a meeting place.
So, you were counting on my help. Funny, I don't remember you mentioning that.
Because you would have refused. I can't sit in a safe house while our parents run for their lives. We don't know for sure that they're true believers. I have to know. I have to do something.
All right. Let me know as soon as you get there.
You still love me, don't you, brother?
Of course.
We never tell each other.
We just know.
You can't say it.
I can't afford to get all emotional. Not right now.
You emotional? Impossible.
If you believe that, you don't know me.
I was teasing.
The thing is, I do love you. And I worry about you and I pray for you.
Chang, don't. It's all right. I didn't want to make you uncomfortable. I love you too. You do need to stay rational and practical, so don't worry about me.
It's that easy, huh? Just don't worry.
God will protect me. And if he decides my time is up, so be it.
Don't say that.
It's all right. The only guarantee we have now is where we're going.
I guess.
I'll call you from China.
Goodbye.
Hold up. Everybody okay?
Yeah.
Need a breather?
No, keep going.
Okay, good. We're almost there. Just over that little rise, you can now see the outline of the cabin in that clearing. Let's leave the 50 and the dude right here, leaning against this tree.
Here you go.
Thank you. All right, now, we're gonna make a wide arc around back through the woods to get a better sense of what's going on in the cabin. All right, let's go. Sebastian got from the pool at the airport. And does this dump look like it's got five people in it?
You lost me. I don't see any vehicles.
Right there, in the underbrush. Quite compact. All right, I know this is going to sound like a cowboy movie, but cover me.
Mac, what are you doing? He's going for the car. Keep an eye on that side of the shack. I'll watch the other, okay? You know, Mac's right. That's a pretty small shack for five people to be crammed inside. Hey, he's got the trunk open. What's he looking for? Somebody just walked by the window. Stay low. I don't like this.
Yeah, Sebastian's car, all right, and look what I found in the trunk.
A 12-gauge.
Yep.
Used to hunt with one when I was a kid.
Sebastian's quite a character. Leaves a .22 and a .50 in the plane and brings this double barrel on the job. And as brilliant as this hostage team is supposed to be, they don't even search the car.
We going in?
Yeah. Well, I still think half of them took off when they found out we were coming. Well, George is in there.
And alive.
Listen, you take the 12-gauge. Makes a lot of racket when you cock it, so don't do it until I whistle.
Got it.
All right. Ready? Here we go.
All right, y'all know who this is. Show yourself and let us in.
Come right this way.
Senior Commander Howie Johnson coming through with Officers Irene and Gina. Stand aside, Peacekeeper. So which one are you? Hercules? Constantinople?
Socrates, sir.
Socrates. Well, sure you are.
All right.
Where is everybody? Particularly my prisoner.
Not here, sir.
What?
They're not here, sir.
Not here, sir. That's all I get? Well, where are they?
They say you should read the fine print.
The fine print on what?
With the file they gave you.
Socrates, you see me hauling a briefcase?
Well,
you think I just happen to be carrying the Sebastian file with me?
I'm only telling you what
Don't you just tell me what the fine print says?
They gave me this assignment because I slowed them down. I was attacked
asked you about the fine print.
It says they have the right to move the prisoner at any time without information
from
the...
All right, Peacekeeper, where are they?
They thought they heard something in the woods. It was a long before...
You understand English, Socrates? I want to know where they are.
I believe the reason they did not tell me was I...
You want me to believe they left you here alone to meet us and didn't tell you where they'd be?
Because if I did not know, I could not tell the wrong person here.
For your sake, I hope you're lying.
Sir?
Because then you can change your mind about telling me before you die.
Commander, I don't know.
Officer Gina, show Socrates what a 12-gauge does to the front door.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no.
The next one goes between your eyeballs, son.
Oh, but sir, I really...
Get on your squawk box and tell your people I want to know where my prisoner is, and I want to know now.
No, but they will...
Kill him, Gina.
No, wait. Oh, please, No. Socrates to Plato. Come in. Hello, Plato. I know you can hear me. Please, I need you.
Officer Gina?
No, please, wait, please. Elena, you're there. Yes, come now, please. I am not joking. Answer me. Aristotle, they will kill me. I was not supposed to call you, but I don't care. Please come in or I die.
They're close by, aren't they, Socrates?
Yes, they... You might as well kill me because I die either way. They said not to contact them no matter what.
Oh, they must have meant if the wrong people show up. Am I correct? They wouldn't have a reason to be afraid of the GC now, would they?
I don't know. What they do know is that I am a dead man.
Then what difference does it make if you tell me?
Go.
Let's just let the gun stay where it lies. Were they close enough to hear that shot?
No. Maybe.
How close?
500 meters east, there's a garage.
Then they heard you calling on the radio.
Yes, someone had to.
I see. Socrates, don't you find it curious that they chose not to respond?
Huh?
Why is it your friends would leave you to die?
Having God serve a meal directly was something I never expected in this lifetime.
Oh, the manna is exquisite. Mm. Oh, how can this be, Captain? How is it that we are so blessed?
Rayford Steele?
Oh, yes.
Two things, if I may. You understand?
Yes, yes. What is it?
It is true you speak only English.
To my shame, yes. Well, smattering of Spanish, not enough to converse.
Oh, do not feel bad, sir. I speak only Hebrew.
Well, your English is lovely, too.
No, you do not understand.
I understand you perfectly. You speak English beautifully.
No. You do not understand.
Oh, you are quite funny, young lady. You're speaking Arabic and yet talking about knowing only Hebrew. Rayford, how is it that you know Arabic?
We all speak in our own languages and understand each other perfectly.
What? Wait.
Sir, I speak only Hebrew.
And Arabic?
I was forbidden to learn Arabic.
Really?
It is true.
Oh, I need to lie down.
You said there were two things.
Yes. The second thing is that Dr. Ben-Judah requests an audience with you.
With me? I should be requesting an audience with him.
He asked me to fetch you, sir.
All right, then. Lead the way.
I can't live like this, Cameron. I think I'll spend this evening going through Zeke's files. It's an impressive inventory.
Yeah, that it is.
There has to be an identity in there that will work for me. The GC thing is probably done, but that's okay. You think he could make me into an attractive blonde woman?
Wow. You are bored, aren't you?
The desperation of doing nothing when so much is to be done.
Yeah, well, I might have to join you. This sitting around is killing me, too.
You at least get to write. I'm putting useful information on the net.
Yeah, that's something, but...
Babysitting, reading, looking out the window, waiting for everybody to check in.
Yeah, I know. I hear you, Albie.
Let me ask you something. Have you spent much time with Mac?
Mac? Oh, a fair amount.
He's a good man, but we don't think the same. I believe he needs a voice of reason with him. I can imagine elements of his operation in Greece right now that... Forgive me. I keep forgetting Chloe's in the middle of it all.
You think Mac won't look out for Chloe? Well, I think there's a good chance she's looking out for him.
True. All I'm saying is I ought to be there, not here.
Ah, Rayford. This is the one I have been telling you about. Praise God, Rayford.
He is indeed very good.
Oh, this celebration is wonderful, is it not?
It certainly is. But you'll forgive me if I'm a little preoccupied.
Yes, I too await word from our compatriots in Greece. Mm-hmm. And yet even now, the Lord quiets me with his peace.
Yes.
Rayford, Chaim and I have been talking with these brothers about plans. Mm-hmm. And as we do that, we are reminded that everyone needs accountability. And as Chaim and I are accountable to you,
please, we're way past that. You've been our spiritual leader for so long, and of the church worldwide...
Rayford, hear me. These men are a good start for us here. They are the core of a group of elders I hope will eventually arise to help Chaim with the daily decisions. But they are naturally new to the faith.
As am I. Surely you're not suggesting...
Excuse me, but none of us is terribly mature in the faith. In years, anyway. If you do not mind, I have some important thoughts about the future. We have many decisions to make, and I admit that I'm having a difficult time.
What is it, sir?
Rayford, I don't believe I will ever again be going back to Chicago.
Now, if I had to guess right now, Socrates, I'd say your pals are probably checking us out. Am I right?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, you're not going to hurt my feelings. They're trying to make sure we're legit, that we're not going to jump them, embarrass them. Am I right?
There are no cells out here, sir. You won't get through to anyone.
Well, no, I wouldn't if I had bad technology, would I?
Well...
But what if I had a phone that bounced signals off satellites? Then I wouldn't care whether you got cells in the woods or not here, would I?
But you won't be able to reach the commander unless...
Senior Commander Howie Johnson here, sir.
Okay?
Well, I'm fine, Supreme Commander, sir. Just checking in to see if my phone works all the way to New Babylon.
Loud and clear, Mac. Talk to me. What's going on? You in trouble?
Fine, sir. Just fine. How's the weather there?
I'm looking at your GPS output, and it looks like you're all right where you ought to be.
Hang on, boss. Just a second, if you would, please. Did I hear you correctly, Peacekeeper, that I couldn't use my phone in these woods?
Yes, well, obviously you can with the satellite, but you couldn't talk to somebody unless they had the same technology.
Who would I want to talk to out here that doesn't have a fancy phone?
My partners. We all have regular...
Thought I was going to call one of your partners.
Well, I don't know.
You were actually meaning something else, weren't you? You thought I was calling Commander Stefanich, didn't you?
No, I...
Didn't you?
Maybe.
But you don't think I could reach him. I wonder how you could know that.
I was guessing.
I can't get through to him in Ptolemy because he's not in Ptolemy, is he?
How would I know that?
Because he's here in the woods, am I right? Probably outside hugging a tree right now, isn't he, Socrates? Mm-hmm. If not, how did he let you and your team know I was coming? As you just explained, he couldn't call you.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Not living up to that alias of yours, are you? Oh. Sorry to keep you, Chief.
I'm way ahead of you, Mac. I can beam a signal to Stefanich's phone that will make the bells and whistles blow, even if I can't talk to him on it. He'll get a readout that Deputy Commander Conrad...
Reports to Director Suhail Akbar wants to talk with him immediately.
Sounds good, Chief. I'll talk to you later. Things are going fine here.
I'll tell Stefanich that Akbar himself is holding him responsible for giving Howie Johnson access to Sebastian.
Now, that would be perfect.
Got you covered, Mac.
Ain't that the truth, Commander? Let me have that walkie-talkie, friend.
You're going to get me killed.
Well, you're a dead man anyway. Said so yourself.
You going to kill me or let her?
I'll leave that to your partners. Look on the bright side. If they're as brilliant as you are, you'll be eating breakfast in the morning as usual.
What? Are you going to tell them?
I'm going to say you let me know old Nelly was out in the woods, and if he'll bring Sebastian here within a half hour, we'll forget this little charade and I won't take his command.
I'm a dead man.
Yeah, so we heard. Time to go. Get out of here.
What are you saying?
You heard me. Beat it. App. The weapon stays.
My radio there.
I keep that too.
Where will I go?
Well, now, that's entirely up to you.
I have nowhere to...
You want to be here when your friends arrive?
No, but it is so far to town. With no protection or radio,
I cannot help you there, friend. You're part of an operation that didn't follow orders. You're lucky to be cut loose considering the options. If you want to be here when the rest of your team arrive... Chloe, follow him till you're sure he's headed towards town.
Got it.
Hannah, check the perimeter.
Right.
I'll clear this place. We'll meet by the weapon stash by the road.
Deputy Commander Conrad?
That is correct, and this had better be Nelson Stefanich.
It is, sir. And I just...
Commander, I want to know what in the world is going on over there.
Yes, sir. We
I
just...
I sent my senior commander all the way from New Babylon to talk directly with your prisoner.
And that will happen, sir.
I just... appreciate him getting jerked around when you had fair warning and plenty of time to arrangements.
I know. We
I
just...
expect a full report transmitted to my office by noon tomorrow.
I'll definitely do that, sir,
and
because...
it's meeting with Sebastian now.
Not quite yet.
Why not?
There was some mix-up with our local team, sir.
I'll ask for these details tomorrow, Commander, but meanwhile, I'm going to assume you'll make this meeting a reality.
Yes, sir.
And do not make Johnson come to you. Have your people get the prisoner to him.
Yes, sir. Deputy Commander, could I inform you of some good news?
There is no good news until I know Johnson has access to Sebastian. Sebastian.
I just wanted you to know that we have located the Judahite Central Underground Headquarters in Ptolemy. We plan to raid it at midnight.
Yeah.
Mac, that you?
Yeah. Got somebody outside, can't talk.
Okay, then just listen. I pulled my Commander Conrad routine with Stefanich. He's going to make his guys bring Sebastian to you, so stay put and don't waste time. He claims they found the underground headquarters and will raid it at midnight. Can you send somebody to help?
I'll try. Hang on. I gotta look out the window.
Maybe it's Chloe or Hannah walking around.
Nope.
What is it?
Half a dozen armed peacekeepers are on George's car.
Stefanich sent backup? But why?
You tell me. Listen, gotta go.
I'll see what I can find out.
All right.
What do you think?
I don't see any lights on upstairs. The place clears out early. I think we can go in.
Get him out of sight.
Head down, pal.
I'll park around back.
Let me out here. I'll walk around and make sure we're clear.
I'm glad I'm on her side. Hey, Mr. Sebastian? You know, it was Elena that killed your comrades. Single-handedly. What do you think of that? Come, come, you must have something to say about your worthy adversary.
Looks okay, but let's sit still for just a couple of minutes.
You have the key?
I do.
The lock is about a foot below the top of the right elevator door.
I would never have noticed it. It'll be a perfect place to keep him.
Left Behind. The dramatic audio series is based in part on the book The Remnant by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Music by Steve Wick. Sound design by Glenn West. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind. The dramatic audio series is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.